USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
Big tragedy that will be a report a little while as to what happened.
President Trump reacts to the helicopter crash in New York City where the pilot of a private chopper killed as it lands on the roof of a 54-story skyscraper in Manhattan, not far from Times Square.
Very sad event. The pilot was killed, as you know, but we'll have a full report on that soon.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo weighing in on the new deal with Mexico.
Some members of the media have criticized the deal, claiming there was nothing new in the agreement. Mr. Pompeo disputed reports that most of the agreement had already been reached before Mr. Trump threatened Mexico with higher tariffs.
Reflects diplomacy at its finest. Shows the enduring strength, too, of the relationship between our two countries.
6,000 Mexican National Guard troops will be sent to its southern border with Guatemala, where many Central Americans are crossing into Mexico. I'm John Clemens.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
It's a total mystery. Another American dies after getting sick at a resort in the Dominican Republic. The latest death involves a man having an alcoholic drink from the room's minibar. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the very latest.
It makes a total of four American tourists dying after falling ill at all-inclusive resorts in the Dominican Republic. 67-year-old Robert Wallace becoming ill in April after drinking a scotch from his room's minibar at the Hard Rock Resort, and he later died. Dominican authorities are awaiting the toxicology report concerning Wallace's death, but it occurred about a month before three other American tourists also suffered seemingly mysterious deaths at adjacent beach resorts on that island. And in fact, one of those three, a Pennsylvania woman, also died after consuming something out of her room's minibar. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
To Washington, D.C. now, where a key figure from the Watergate era back in the 1970s, John Dean, takes center stage at a hearing on Capitol Hill regarding Bob Mueller's Russia investigation and its finding of no collusion. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
The House Judiciary Committee begins more hearings on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's probe of Russian interference in the 2016 election. The guest on Monday was former White House counsel John Dean, who worked during the Nixon administration and Watergate scandal in the White House. Committee ranking member Congressman Doug Collins, Republican from Georgia, says we've seen this old song and dance before.
It's very difficult for one of the witnesses here today, for many of us who can actually trace the distrust in government back to the witness here today, the 70 star of obstruction. In fact, I'll take it a little bit further. For those of us who've been looking into this for a while and wondering how we got started here, and for those of us who've heard me discuss the fact that many on our committee and on our side discuss the fact of the corrupt cabal, what we see of Strzok, Page, McCabe, Comey, and others, how we actually got started here, I believe that they have the Godfather here today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Taking a look now at your money, the Mexico tariff deal sparks a positive bump on Wall Street. In fact, stocks up for a sixth trading session in a row. On Wall Street, the Dow gaining almost 79 points to close at 26,062, the NASDAQ up 81 points, and the S&P 500 up 13 points. For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.